Section 3, America and South Carolina at War. As you read, look for the events leading up to America's entry into World War I, ways in which South Carolinians supported the war, the effects of war on the state's economy, opposition to President Wilson's League of Nations by a rising group of isolationists, terms, trench warfare, League of Nations, isolationist. In 1917, America entered World War I, and the attention of Governor Manning and President Wilson turned from progressive reforms to the war effort. Since 1914, when European countries went to war, most Americans had hoped to stay out of the conflict. In his 1916 re-election campaign, President Wilson had pledged to keep the nation out of the war. However, German submarines began sinking American ships that were bringing vital supplies to the British and French. Americans were unwilling to accept this interference with the freedom of the seas. Reluctantly, President Wilson asked the Congress to declare war on Germany and her allies, Austria-Hungary, the Ottoman Empire, Turkey, and later Bulgaria. They were called the Central Powers. The United States fought on the side of the Allied powers, Great Britain, France, Russia, and many other smaller allies. America goes to war. The Wilson administration mobilized the whole nation for the war effort. Wilson effectively sold the war to the American people as a war to make the world safe for democracy and a war to end all wars. He created an agency to propagandize for citizens' support of the war. The government passed tough laws to prevent people from expressing opposition to the war or criticizing government policies and leaders. Literature and mail that criticized the war was confiscated, and a few citizens were imprisoned for speaking out against the war. The United States mobilized the military and drafted men into an army of 2.8 million men, 2 million of whom went to Europe. The first units landed in Europe in June 1917 and began to make a difference. American military muscle, supplies, and enthusiasm helped turn the nasty, bloody trench warfare into victory over the Central Powers. In trench warfare, opposing forces attack and counterattack from a relatively permanent system of protected trenches, ditches. Though the war was mostly fought in the trenches of France and Belgium, many new and dramatic tools of war were employed: submarines, tanks, airplanes, machine guns, and poison gas. South Carolina in the war. Governor Manning and most Carolinians were very supportive of the war effort. Cole Bleas strongly denounced the war at first, but this time the mill workers would not follow him. Manning established a state council of defense to generate support for the war. A speaker's bureau of 200 respected leaders were enlisted for patriotic rallies. The enthusiasm was such that for the first time since the Civil War, white Carolinians began celebrating the 4th of July again. Patriotism also included strong anti-German attitudes that had some interesting results. The town with the offensive German name of Hamburg became North Augusta. In Charleston, the German-language newspaper would no longer be tolerated. South Carolinians' contributions. Over 65,000 South Carolinians were in uniform during the war. Of those, 2,085 were killed, including one of the six sons of Governor Manning who fought in the war. Another killed was Freddie Stowers of Sandy Springs in Anderson County, the only black man to win the Medal of Honor in World War I. Whites and blacks served in segregated units. Carolinians also supported the war effort by buying government bonds to help pay for it. They helped deal with food shortages by observing meatless and wheatless days, as the federal government recommended, and tended Liberty Gardens to grow more of their own food. Women played the major role in these efforts. Women also filled vital jobs in factories and offices when men were drafted into the Army. South Carolina ranked high among other states in its support of the war. Many workers, especially African Americans, migrated to northern cities to take jobs in war industries. Blacks migrating north had begun as a trickle in the 1890s, but greatly accelerated during the war. In the 1920s, that migration became a flood as blacks were repelled by their treatment in the South and were attracted by better-paying jobs in the North. One of the major players in the national war effort was Bernard Baruch, who was born in Camden and lived there until his family moved to New York when he was 11. This extremely successful investor on Wall Street became an advisor to every president from Woodrow Wilson to Dwight D. Eisenhower. He was a good friend of President Wilson and served as chairman of the War Industries Board. This industry organized the American economy to fight the war effectively. After the war, Baruch advised Wilson at the peace conference at Versailles in France. War's effect on the economy. The war had a positive effect on South Carolina's economy. Military installations brought huge increases in employment. Camp Wadsworth at Spartanburg, Camp Sevier at Greenville, and Camp Jackson at Columbia trained infantrymen. The Marine base at Parris Island near Beaufort and the Charleston Navy Yard expanded. The war stimulated agricultural and industrial production. The price of cotton increased, tripling farm income between 1916 and 1918. The demand for textiles caused the value of the state's manufactured goods to double in that two-year period. Temporarily, the state's economy was better than it had been any time since 1861. Disappointments at war's end. The fighting in World War I ended in November 1918, and the struggle for peace began. Wilson's slogan, "A war to end all wars," seemed hollow within 2 years. The United States emerged from the war the most powerful nation on earth. Wilson had an idealistic vision of a world of peace, order, and fairness among nations. He urged the major countries to join a League of Nations, an organization that would try to solve international disputes the way we settle disputes within a nation, by laws and courts, not by violence and war. The League of Nations was established with half-hearted European support and too little American support. Wilson's vision was unacceptable to the Republican Party's isolationists, those who wanted the United States to isolate herself from the age-old struggles of Europe and just tend to our own business. Isolationists in the Senate voted down the League of Nations and rejected the Treaty of Versailles. A sad Woodrow Wilson predicted another great world war within a generation. World War II started 20 years later. Do you remember? 1. Define in sentence form. Trench warfare, League of Nations, isolationist. 2. Who were the Central Powers in World War I, and who were the Allied Powers? 3. In what ways did World War I have a positive effect on our state's economy? The following is a summary of Chapter 12. During the late 19th and early 20th centuries, many changes occurred in the United States. It was a time of progressive thought, which brought some much-needed reforms to the nation as a whole and to South Carolina. New laws protecting laborers were passed, as well as were laws protecting children who had to work. There were political reforms aimed at ending corruption in voting procedures and in government in general. Social reforms brought about more educational opportunities for black Americans and improved treatment for the mentally ill. The United States concentrated on itself during the Progressive Era, but that would change when war broke out in Europe in 1914. The United States stayed out of Europe's war until 1917, when events finally brought about a declaration of war against Germany and the Central Powers. South Carolina, along with all the other states, contributed money and manpower to the war effort. President Woodrow Wilson hoped this would be the war to end all wars. When President Wilson's plan for the establishment of a League of Nations failed to gain American support, he realized that his hope for no more wars was a dream rather than a reality.